What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Toto, I don't like it. I don't like it because it's February.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know exactly when the game is. We know when they're playing, right? I think we do know now because the schedule's out. But we're talking about Georgia, Texas. And guys, if you haven't seen this, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, time out. They're already talking about record ticket prices for Texas coming to Athens this fall. Now, the same thing happened when Georgia went to Austin last year, and everybody's like, yeah, we got to go, and what a game, right? Georgia beats Texas. Texas thought it was the coming out moment for them as far as like, hey, arrival to the SEC. But then they played again for the SEC championship game, and we all know how that played out. So here comes Texas this year, and we got a lot of time to break
November
it down.
November 15th, by the way.
Okay, so November 15th. So we know the date. I don't think we know the time. That's the thing, right? But we know it's going to be a primetime game. And the bottom line is Texas comes in with Arch Manning this year, and they're coming in Athens, and they're already talking about what the ticket prices are going to be. Turtle, I don't like this.
I'm sure it's reasonable.
Very reasonable, Carl, right?
What's reasonable? Tell me.
Get-in price $75. $75 gets
Hardly.
You in. Not a great team, but it gets you in Sanford Stadium.
The cheapest get-in ticket right now? Is this right? Is this correct? $559.
Where does that get you on the field?
In the 300s.
Oh my gosh.
Facing the opposite direction.
Away from all the action.
Yep.
Is this right?
Yeah. Sure is. You ready? Ready to break out the MasterCard or the Amex in this case?
Because here's the deal. Those tickets are gonna be double or triple by the time the season rolls around.
Arch comes to Athens.
Yes.
Especially if both teams are undefeated.
This is true. And there's a very good chance.
Very well could be.
Absolutely. But you never know. By November, though, now we're talking about, you know, playoff positioning and all that. It's going to be an enormous game. But like Kirby says, they all are, right? I mean, the SEC is just tough. But when we saw this, we were like, wait a minute. How can the ticket prices be that already? So if you are thinking about it, as I am, you better get on it. And I don't know what's available, what's not. But the bottom line is, I was blown away when, Turtle, you told me that today. And I was like, how much are they? Because to Orange Point, a normal ticket, $75, $100, depending upper level. Okay, maybe $150.
If you want to go watch, like, Georgia, Kentucky.
Okay. Yes.
$150,
$200.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get you in. Okay. If you want to sit in the 100 section right now.
For this game?
All these months out.
Okay.
$1,200.
I'm sorry?
$1,200.
For how many seats? Six?
One.
I get six seats, right?
No, you get one.
This is all inclusive, right?
No, this
I get all the drinks and food I want to eat,
this
correct?
This gets you a seat.
So one seat is $1,200.
I get a souvenir item for that, correct? A cup, maybe?
Man.
A program?
Something. That's a lot of dough.
A meet and greet with Kirby?
Let me ask you this, guys, seriously. How are fans... You're paying this for a road game. Let's just say, and Texas will. There'll be a bunch of Texas fans that come in. And then the playoff, you've got literally 3 weeks potentially of travel, right? I mean, you talk about being invested in your team. This is the part that I think college football, this is where we went wrong. As much as everybody said, oh, we need to move on from the bowl games, back in the day, you went to the bowl game and that was it. You went to the bowl game and you didn't have to worry about the week or the week after or the 2 weeks later. Now, Turtle, how much are you investing if you went to two road games for your favorite team and then they make the playoff and you know, next year it's the Fiesta Bowl, the Rose, and then the Orange Bowl for the national championship. And it's not that, by the way, but I'm saying, like, that's a lot of money spent traveling to support your team.
Well, just to be frank, you've priced out probably about 85, 90% of your family.
At least. At least. And then you have to pick and choose. Like, I think a lot of Georgia fans did this last year. When the game was in Texas, they were like, okay, I can go to that, or I can think that these two teams, we talked about it all year, may play again in the SEC championship. It's closer. I'll wait.
Oh, and they did.
And they did. So,
not that it was cheap to get into that game.
No, not by any stretch. But, I mean, like, you have to pick and choose which one that you want to go to, you know? And as Mike likes to say, some old heel booster, that's different. Somebody's sitting on a pile of money, you know, and you're traveling the country and you're retired or whatever. That's different than the average fan who says, man, I'd really like to go to that game. You're about to spend $2,000, maybe more.
And you know what that affects? The atmosphere.
Does it?
Yeah. Because a lot of your diehard blue-collar fans can't go.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. I just thought that was interesting about the ticket prices already.
That includes me, by the way. I can't go.
Well,
I'm priced out. That's for damn sure. Or I know Orange priced
out.
I'm
a Georgia fan, so you know I'm not going.
It's a lot, man. I mean, it is. It's a lot. And, you know, the ticket prices continue to go up. It's not the product. We enjoy the product. It's not that. It's just what used to be able to get you into a game, to go to one and experience it, now is just so far removed from what it once was.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.